Shush. More, and don't you shush me.
Do you hear that?
What is up, y'all? It's your boy, KJ Majority.
What's good, people? It is Tempo.
You forgot to come in, didn't you?
Yeah, I forgot to kill you.
Yeah, and we are Apollo Bros. This is episode 14. My bad last week. I said 12, but it was actually 13. So on episode 14. But yeah. We're here. We still stuck in the house, but you know, we still trying.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to peel the paint off the walls a little bit, you know. Itching a little bit, you feel me? Like, I had to poke my head out the window today, get a little air. Not too much air, but just a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so we're just going to hop straight into it because I don't really have an intro this week. Oh, before we start, as we say every week, make sure you're telling your friends, your family, all that good jazz about the show. Spread the word. It really does help us out a lot. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And leave a comment. You know, we actually read them. We take everything that y'all say to, not to heart, but you know, we pay attention to it. All suggestions are welcomed. All right. And with that being said, let's start the show with our first segment, which is What's Poppin'. And for those of you who have been on this show for a minute, you already know what What's Poppin' is about, where we talk about current events, either in the hip hop community, nerd culture, or just in general. So, what do we have today? All right, so just starting off, we're going to talk about the Baby's new album. It was it was trash. Moving on.
Yo, that was funny. The way you brought that up was funny as hell, because you brought it up like, oh, let's get this out the way now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple good songs on there, but overall, the album was trash. And we're just going to move on, because there's not really much to talk about. There's really not much to talk about.
It's not like, I don't know where he was going. I don't know where he, like you said, moving on.
Like, well, okay, before we move on, like I told you when we talked last week, me and you, I think he was trying to change his sound up from what he normally does, because a lot of people have been complaining that he does the same thing and his sound sounds the same and yada, yada, yada. But boy, oh boy, this was not it. This was whatever you was trying to do. This was not it at all.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't know, it seemed misguided. Let me just say that.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And moving right along, Black AF came out on Friday, and it was also trash. So, keep it moving. Just keep it moving. Bro, listen. I don't know what's more disappointing, that show or the Baby's new album, bro. It was, oh.
It might be the show, because I didn't even give the show a chance, really. But I gave the baby a chance. But I kind of regret it, so I don't know which way to, how to feel on this one.
I would have to agree with you. I think it's the show as well, because there are like one or two songs on his album that are actually pretty solid. Mm-hmm. But this show, I don't think they should have called it Black AF. I think they should have just called it the Kenya Barris Show or Kenya or something to indicate that the show is about him. Mm-hmm. I think that was their first big mistake, is to call it Black AF, because I can only sit through one episode. And from the one episode, it looks like it's going to be mainly about his life, because one of the main characters is him. Like it's literally loosely based off of his actual family. So I don't know. I watched one episode. I couldn't sit through the second one. Like 5 minutes into the second one, I was like, yeah, I can't do it. I was gonna watch the entire season so we could talk about it on the show, but I just couldn't. it was so bad, bro. Like it was just fucking terrible.
He said, I gave the second episode 5 minutes. That's crazy.
I really could. And the crazy part, too, is I like, I can't remember her fucking name. Rashida Jones, I like her as an actress. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she was in Parks and Rec. She was in The Office for a couple episodes. She's a good actor. She knows how to be funny. It's just, this show ain't it. This show is just not funny. And it's like I told you, it's like they have a joke and it could be funny, but their delivery is just so fucking terrible.
Dang, they delivering like, damn, what's his name? Oh, Spoken Reasons.
Oh, bro, we are gonna talk about that today. All right. Since you brought him up, Spoken Reasons got demolished on the last Wildin' Out episode.
Demolished. Like, that was worse than the Azealia Banks episode. And if I was her, I would be happy as hell that that happened.
And you know what's crazy? I didn't think it could get worse, bro. I really didn't think it could get worse. Because I watched the entire episode, right? Mm-hmm. And when I tell you Spoken Reasons did not say one funny joke, like, out of everything he's... First of all, most of the stuff that he said, you couldn't really understand what the fuck he was talking about. And the other half just wasn't funny.
It just... And his delivery was horrible. Like...
You could tell that, like, he was trying way too hard. And honestly, bro, it's... Because I used to be a humongous fan of Spoken Reasons back in the day. But after he had his little movie deal, which wasn't even, like, that big... Like, it was a big deal. Don't get me... Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it was a big deal. But he was in a somewhat funny movie for like 5 minutes, if that. And it went straight to his head. And like, I don't know, bro. It's just, whoo. Yo, but when Emmanuel Hudson, oh, ho, 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 ho. So for those of you who didn't watch the episode, Spoken Reasons, who is a comedian on YouTube and also apparently a musical artist, I didn't know that. He went on Wildin' Out, which is like a improv show featuring a lot of black internet comedians, right? And Spoken Reasons and one of the hosts, Emmanuel Hudson, had beef over a video that they did together about like 5 or 6 years ago called Asking All Them Questions. And essentially, Emmanuel Hudson ripped him a new one through, because they have this thing called the Wild Style, where it's pretty much a freestyle battle, right? And Emmanuel destroyed him and pretty much demanded an apology on stage, which he didn't get.
No, yeah. Yo, you know what he should have done? He should have apologized.
Honestly, I don't even know why he got on that show and didn't, like try to... Because what would have been good for him is if he apologized before, right? Mm-hmm. And then they kind of played off of it throughout the show, where it's like, yeah, I messed up, ha, 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 I'm a dickhead kind of thing, right?
Yeah, like how they do to Nick with literally every move he makes, but...
Exactly. But instead, he tried to come at DC Young Fly, which we all know never works out. And then it's really sad because he is one of the, like, greats in terms of black comedians on YouTube, because, you know, anytime you would think of black YouTube, you would think about him, Hot Damn I Rock, Dormtainment.
Mm-hmm. You had to, because, like, you could almost say it, like, it kind of started with them. It didn't start, but you know where I'm going with this, like...
No, it's, like, I would say it started with them, to keep it a buck. I feel like they're the ones who kind of start, like, the people who are hot shots right now on YouTube and on social media and all that stuff, I feel like a lot of them have to owe it to them because they really opened the door for them. Mm-hmm. But like, yo, Spoken Reasons. That was reasons. Not.
That laid out.
Laid out isn't even the proper term. My man got demolished.
That shit was bad, bro. That shit was bad.
Did you see the episode?
Yeah, parts of it. I didn't see like the whole complete thing. But, like, the parts that I saw, yeah, nah. You want to talk about L's? That was an L.
He took the meanest L, bro. Like, and the crazy part, too, is Emmanuel Hudson he went on IG Live to kind of, like, talk about what happened. And apparently, after the show, off stage, Spoken Reasons apparently had talked to DC Young Fly and apologized and wanted to do the same with Emmanuel Hudson. But the way how he went about it was mad aggressive, like, oh, let's talk about it outside. And Emmanuel Hudson was like, no, we could talk about it right here. Like, I'm not about to go outside with you. We could talk about it right here. Mm-hmm. And then he tried to, and apparently they got into like a big argument. They had to get separated. And, you know, of course, what a lot of people tend to do when people get involved is as soon as they got separated, he started like get big on Emmanuel, and Emmanuel was like, bro, I'm not scared of you. Mm-hmm. Like, look at me, then look at you. Look at you, then look at me. I'm not scared of you, bro. Like,
yeah, like physicality wise, big, like, yes.
Yeah, like you can get big all you want. I'm still not scared of you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Hey, Emmanuel, that was like, twice his size.
Just about, yeah. I think Spoken Reasons is a little taller than he is, but in terms of like muscle mass, yeah, Emmanuel Hudson got it.
Man, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah. All right. But 6ix9ine apparently is spending hella money now that he's kind of sort of out. He's buying cars, watches, clothes. Like, the man is just going on a shopping spree.
Wait, and yeah, apparently I heard something about this, but like, why? You're getting to it, but I'm curious.
Rich niggas doing dumb shit, I guess. I don't know.
Really?
Apparently,
there's not like an actual reason.
No, not really. Because apparently, like, he has show offerings after his house arrest is done. Like, he has people like hitting him up saying like, "Oh, come do a show for us." He's even being offered like $500K a show, which is kind of crazy. Oh, and he's planning to drop two albums, one in English and one in Spanish. So maybe his career isn't completely over like we thought. Who knows?
I really don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, he's still about to make bread, apparently, so.
We'll see. We'll see. Because, I don't know. I just can't really see anyone working with him or having him open for them, given everything that's going on. But I could be wrong. I don't know much about the music biz. But I just know it's once you get a bad rep, it's kind of hard to shake that off.
Yeah, or at least that's what I thought. Like,
I mean, yeah. the rap game has changed so much in the past few years, so who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
Well, it's more, I feel like it's a we'll see situation.
Yeah, because I don't know when his house arrest is over, but I think it's over somewhat soon, so we'll see. If he drops an album, are you going to listen to it?
Probably not, but I know people who are, like, I know people are going to listen to it.
Yeah, because I think they just want to see, like, what is he going to say? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of curious to see what his album is going to be like. But then again, I kind of don't want to support him. Because, like, everything that he has done, like, forget. Let's put aside the whole snitching part. Like, this man has, like, sexually assaulted children. Yeah, I ain't with that. We ain't with that. No R. Kelly's.
Yeah,
we ain't cool with R. Kelly's.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but all right, moving right along. Jussie Smollett apparently had a romantic
I'm sorry. This was left. I was not expecting you to bring like him up out of everything you could have talked about. I was not expecting him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Jussie Smollett apparently had a romantic / sexual relationship with one of his attackers.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, apparently, according to a source, a reliable source at that, they would go to a Chicago bathhouse, which was a well-known meetup for affluent gay black men.
Wait, that shit is called a bathhouse?
Yeah. I don't think that's the name of the bathhouse, but they went to a bathhouse.
I didn't even know that was like, I mean, I heard the term like brothel before, but I didn't know bathhouse was like a...
No, I don't think it's a brothel. I think it's literally just a bathhouse. Like, you watch anime where you go and you like shower or, you know, like a spa kind of thing. Oh, I don't think it's,
that's what that's,
I don't think it's like,
that's the name for that?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But it might be a brothel. I don't know. But either way, it couldn't have been because apparently it's like an official, like it's a official business and they have to kind of like sign in to go in. So there should be records of them going in together. Mm-hmm. So if it is true and the court does subpoena the records, we will see.
I don't even really know what to say to that.
I mean, there have been rumors about it ever since this whole thing was revealed that, you know, Jussie Smollett lied about being attacked, which to this day, I don't really understand why. but yeah, apparently, you know, I guess now they have. Though. I mean, yes. out of everything of this whole damn situation, that makes the most sense. That, you know, they had a... Because think about it. Who really in their right mind is going to be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to this fool, and I'm going to, quote, unquote, attack him so he can make this bread and give me a little bit of it. Like, that just doesn't even sound like a good idea.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, man. All right. Anyway, this next one. I put this last because when I first saw it, I got tight, and I was like, I'm going to talk about this on my podcast. And, yeah. So, in Carlton, Georgia, these two white high school seniors decided to make a TikTok video. A video where they talk about black people. And, you know, they used a lot of racial slurs like the N-word. And have you seen TikToks before, right?
Oh. Tempo? Kid, I'm just waiting for you to like finish the intro, bro.
No. I want to explain. So pretty much it's a TikTok trend where you it can either be like a grain of rice or something. Like you'll have like, let's say for instance, girls, right? You'll have the category girls, and you'll take up a cup and it'll be like, oh, my girl is so smart, and then pour water on the piece of paper that says girls.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they had a piece of paper and they put it in the sink and it had the N-word on it. And they're like, make bad decisions, doesn't have a dad, eats fried chicken and watermelon, picks cotton, like a whole bunch of like ridiculous stuff, right? So of course, the internet, especially Black Twitter, was like, oh no. No. That ain't gonna fly. No. So both teens got expelled from their high school, and they were going to college, and of course colleges were like, yeah, we don't want that on our campus, so now we good. So they got pulled. So the girl, because it was a boy and a girl, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. The girl, I'm not gonna say her name because I don't want her to hear this podcast and try to sue us, because fuck her. The girl went on, she posted something on her IG story, and to sum it all up, actually, no, I'm going to read you what she said on her IG story, and we're going to discuss what the fuck she said. And when I first saw what she said, I really had to, like, sit down and be like, nah, she didn't say this. She couldn't have said this. But let me read you what she said, and I quote. I'm gonna put on my white girl voice. Hold on. Hold on. You messing me up, bro. Trying to be a character.
Go ahead.
I just want to apologize for the abhorrent video I posted. I know in my heart how wrong it was. My boyfriend is racist, and he slowly normalized his racism on me. Still, I should never have let him. I believe blacks are human too, and made in the image of Christ. I have disappointed God, and I want to apologize. And please don't contact my college. It's my future, and one mistake shouldn't ruin my life. Also, please stop with the death threats. Again, I sincerely apologize. From dumb white girl.
Oh boy.
Nigga.
Oh man, yo KJ, did you see the other ones that are floating around too? Because it's not just this one.
I've seen a couple of the stuff that she has posted.
No, that not was her like stuff. I mean, like other people.
Oh no, we get to that. I know there's more. I know there's more. Trust me, I know. I'm about to go on a whole rant.
I really wish you could see my face, but
all right. So talk. Let me talk about. We gonna call her Brittany. Right, because I ain't going to use her real name. So, Brittany, if you listen to this, if you ever hear this show, I'm going to tell you one thing only. You a dumbass. Because you got to be dumb. You have to be dumb. Because if you thought that was an apology, first of all, you believe blacks are human too? Do you not hear how that sounds?
I was going to start with the fact that, like, oh, he normalized my racism, but I know how to point out racism. So, wait a minute. So, you understand the concept of it. So, you still let this shit rock. like, regardless, even if that happened or not, I don't really care. You still let it rock.
My whole thing is, you're trying to put all the blame on your boyfriend, right? And let's say, for instance, he was, you know, Mr. Neo-Nazi. But you knew it was wrong. Like, mm-hmm. you knew it was racist. You knew mm-hmm. how this could be viewed. So mm-hmm. instead of trying to put all the blame on your boyfriend, why don't you take accountability for what you did, give an honest apology, and cut out the bullshit? Like, first of all, this isn't an apology. That what you just said was not an apology. All it was, I'm sorry I got caught. Please don't ruin my life any more than I already did. And guess what? We going to, because we, as soon as you said don't contact our college, guess what we did? Contact your goddamn college. Stupid. And guess what you ain't going to? College.
Dumbass.
With your dumbass. You
know what else was, like, first of all, like, first, in the apology, you didn't even apologize to black people. Like, you apologized to God. Like, huh? 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 What the hell? What sense did that make? What, who wrote this? Because you ain't write it. Like, it was...
No, I think she wrote it. I wholeheartedly think she wrote this dumb shit.
I think her mama wrote it.
No, I think she... Because the thing, too, that really, like, really...
Because somebody could be this dumb. Like, they could be that dumb.
That's what I'm saying. I think she wrote it. Because let me tell you something. The fact that she thinks, oh, I'm going to just put all the blame on my boyfriend and I'm going to be good. No. And two, I want to point out this one line in particular. This one line... in particular, that does not help your case, girl. Let me read it to you. I believe blacks are humans too.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell said we wasn't? Please tell me. Point them out. I want to know. Because first of all, who says the blacks and then tries to not sound racist? Like, anytime I hear a white person say the blacks, I'm like, oh, well. Here comes some racism.
Yeah, like, how do you not, like, bro, like, huh? It's pretty, I didn't even, like, know how to phrase it, because it's pretty, like, common knowledge. It's pretty, like, just there, like, the blacks. Like, what are you really going to say after that? Nothing you can say after that isn't going to sound racist to me, to be honest. Like,
and at no point does she apologize for using racial slurs. But she quick to say, don't call my college because I made one mistake. Listen, this isn't one mistake. You knew that this was racist. You knew what you were doing was wrong, right? I'm so sick and tired of white people using this whole, oh, you know, it was a phase. I was young and dumb. You know you're not supposed to use that word. If you went through a little bit of an American education, you know about slavery. You know about the civil rights era, right? And you know that word has a negative history behind it. And you knew that she was not supposed to use that word. And now you're trying to holler, oh, it was a mistake. I'm learning. I shouldn't have said that. Please don't call my call. Girl, fuck you. And I mean that from the bottom of my damn heart. Because it makes no damn sense. Have you lost your mayo-looking, unseasoned, can't-dance mind? Have you lost it? Because I'll help you find it. I will help you find it. And to your boyfriend, we can meet outside. That ain't no problem. Because y'all was quick with the little jokey jokes, right? Y'all was quick with the little jokey jokes. But now that your future is in shambles, and now you scared leave your house, all of a sudden it's, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. Because you knew what you said was wrong. You knew what you did was wrong. And you still went out of your way to post it. Ain't nobody... Because listen...
Like, what the... Bro, like, you couldn't have made a dumber move, like, on TikTok, too, of all... Like, yo, that, like, if y'all felt that way, like, why would you publicize that? Why would you do that?
Why? Like, I don't know if y'all realize it. It's no longer the 60s. Being racist isn't cool. Like, no one says, oh, my God, you're so racist. I love you. Like, no. No one says that.
Trump might say that shit.
Let's not talk about that fool. But, like, and the thing too is, like, yo, if you're racist, cool. Be racist in private. Don't expose everyone else to that shit, because no one wants to hear that. No one wants to see that, all right? Like, first of all, and this is the part that really irritated my soul, that really bothered me so much, because when I first saw the video, before she even apologized, I read through the comments, and of course, you had a whole bunch of Karen saying, listen, let's not even judge them, because, like,
I didn't even see the comments. I'm glad you bring this up, because I didn't see the comments or anything. Like, go ahead,
continue. Hold on, my brother. They were like, listen, it's a mistake.
A mistake.
They're young.
Young.
You know, we've all gone through a racist phase. Let me tell you something.
Wait, what? They said that? Like, wait a minute. That was actually said?
Yes, by numerous Karens.
What?
Oh, and another thing. Hold on. Another thing. Karen is not a goddamn racial slur. It's a name. It's a goddamn name.
It's a name. We could look up to see what it means. It's not going to say a derogatory term. It's probably going to say some other shit, like flowers or something. It don't mean, like, what? What? How would you try to equate that to how? How dare you at that fact try to put that on the same level as what we're talking about? Like, are you serious?
And the thing, too, is the reason why the term Karen became the term is because a whole bunch of middle-class white women kept calling the police on a group of black people doing literally nothing but breathing. And then as soon as the cops come, want to change up their story and shed white woman tears and talk about all this crazy shit. And that's why y'all got the terminology Karen. You know what you should be worried about? What you should be doing is talking to your fellow Karens and being like, hey, maybe we should stop calling the police on the blacks for no reason. It is kind of fucked up, given everything that's going on with the police and black people. And you know what? And you know what made things worse? And this is one of the reasons why yesterday I texted you saying, like, let's push back recording until today. Was because I was bothered. I was truly, truly bothered. I had to get off of social media and just, like, watch TV, play, like, anything to get my mind off of it. The amount of people on goddamn TikTok with this whole slavery joke thing that's not really funny, especially the amount of Asians doing it. Listen, you know what? Ain't no problem with y'all doing a little video, but just do the video and post your address with it, since you want to be so brave and bold.
Just, much like y'all think this shit is funny, like,
if you're gonna be racist, be bold with it. Be bold with it. Put your address down. Put your address in the comments. Do it, since you want, because you was bold enough to post the video. You was bold enough to make the video. So be bold enough to put your address down. It ain't that hard. And don't be scared when you see a mob of black folks ready to tear that ass up.
Bro, how could you possibly think, like, that's okay? Like, oh, I'm gonna go on here and post something, like, pretty controversial, and yeah, no, we're just gonna overlook that. Like, bro, what? This, like, yo, what? First of all, let's keep it real. Black people make TikTok funny. Black people make TikTok.
Yeah, because y'all stole that girl's dance and then made money.
If you weren't on it, bro, like, TikTok would not be what it is.
But that's like everything, though. Like, Twitter is because of black Twitter. Instagram, because of black girls. YouTube, bro, I hate to say this, but it's so true. Black people are the blueprint. And y'all take shit from us. And then when we complain about it, like, oh, why y'all complaining? Blah, 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 blah. What's the big deal? The big deal
we should because... include everybody. No, I'm tired of hearing that shit, too.
No. Fuck that. No. Because there's nothing wrong with you being inspired by someone, right? But how hard is it for you to just tag them? Just tag them and give them credit where credit's due. Like, how hard is that?
Bro, and all these, the videos, bro, the amount of people doing that shit had me heated, yo. Like, I was heated, like, and you know I'm not the type to get heated that like that. Bro, I was done up. I didn't understand, like, yo, if I was, whoever, like, the fact that whoever owns TikTok, like, has been pretty null about this is, like, is also saying something as well. Because, like, if I own TikTok and people are doing this, I mean, yeah, I'm black, so I'm feeling this type, some type of way about it, but I'm shutting this shit down. Like, y'all want to do this stupid shit? I'm turning this shit off.
And that's why, like, a lot of black TikTokers are saying that TikTok isn't, like, TikTok is kind of racist because the crazy part about it is this isn't the first time something like this happened, apparently. Apparently, people have been doing, like, saying racist stuff about black people, Asian people, Middle Eastern people, pretty much anyone who wasn't white, they've been saying crazy stuff about. And TikTok does little to nothing about it, right? But let someone talk about weed or sex on TikTok,
yeah, I was about and they to say, black,
it gets taken down.
Immediately. That shit, because people on Twitter will come back and be like, I had to post this on Twitter because TikTok took it down, and it's usually a video about either sex or weed. It has nothing to do with any racial regard at all.
And the crazy part, too, it won't even be that bad. Like, it literally just talks about, like, smoking weed, and that's it. Like, bro, everyone smokes some weed. Weed ain't that bad. It ain't cocaine. It ain't meth. And it's weed.
Y'all know this and still acting stupid about it. But the shit that actually matters, y'all letting that shit rock. Yo, if you ever catch me with TikTok on my phone, smack me. Because it's not happening.
I still have TikTok because I support a lot of the black creators on there because there are a lot of funny videos on there, especially from black people. But it's just, white people ruin everything, bro.
Y'all like, on this trend of like fucking shit up, and this shit is annoying.
Like y'all couldn't just be having fun on TikTok. Y'all couldn't do the little dance thing. Y'all had to just go to racism. Like, that was y'all first thought?
Yeah, like,
I'm gonna just be racist.
How did we get to this point? And if apparently there's a history of this point, so it's not just now. How the hell did we get to this point of like, oh, we're gonna take something? I guess we're on the borderline of being funny, so let's just make it racist. Like, what the hell?
And the thing too is one of the videos that I saw, it was with a Asian guy. He's a Chinese American, and his defense for making the video is because someone had blew up a Chinese person's car, and he tried to say it was black people. But if you look at the article that he used, it was done by two white Trump supporters.
Yeah, bro, that's like, why really? Like, for if you really think about it, if I'm black, if you Chinese, Asian, whatever, why am I blowing up your car? What reason do I have to do it?
I'm gonna keep it a buck. There were some black people on Twitter, Instagram, all the other stuff who were being racist towards Asian people when coronavirus first started. But a good chunk of black people, a good chunk of Hispanic people and other people of color were standing up for Asians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this shit happened. And it's like, bro.
Bro, the
like,
country yeah, of was... China went to go blame black people for coronavirus. And now, bro, now people, if you're black in China, you're getting beat up or you're disappearing.
Yeah, because they had a whole bunch of like Africans who, you know, were stuck in the, I want to say like the embassy or something. Mm-hmm. And they were asking questions like, you know, when can we leave? What's going on? And they were deliberately ignoring them. And it's just like, yo, why do y'all hate black people so goddamn? What did we do to y'all?
Bro, we the scapegoat. Like.
And that's the thing, too. And that's another thing, too. And I'm a big believer of this. People of color and black people, two different things. Two mm-hmm. different things. Because mm-hmm. you have stuff like this, and then you have to ask the question, why does everyone hate black people? Like, what did we do to y'all? Please let us know. Please explain to us why you hate us so goddamn much.
Yeah, I really want to know. Like, I want a legit answer. I would love to get a legit answer. It would be a bunch of bullshit, because it's not an actual reason. But I really want to know.
You know. All right, well, with that being said, we're going to move on because we try to keep things light and funny on this show, but that had to be addressed. That just had to be addressed because as two black men, we had to say something because, yo, when I saw that video where they were, you know, they were like, oh, they eat fried chicken and watermelon. They have no dads. They make bad decisions, yada, yada, yada. I really wanted to smack them. I really wanted to smack the taste out their mouth.
Bro, people are just lucky, like, you can't hop through, like, screens and, like, just pop out on the other side. Because, yo, I'm going to just keep it at that. I'm not even going to go into it because it doesn't, yeah.
And like I said before, if if you are the two individuals who made this video and y'all hear this video and you hear this podcast, I just have two words to say to you. Fuck and you. And that's it. All right. So, with that being said, we're going to move on to our second segment of the day, which is our bro talk. And leading our bro talk today is Tempo. All
right. So, let's get it. I had another question originally, but to keep like somewhat on topic, and I kind of like this question, and I was going to save it, but no, it's pretty like on topic and on topic ish. Let me say that. So, the broad topic for this week is it fair to bring up past comments and try to cancel people from something they said a long time ago?
I think it,
and there's a lot of different examples of this. So I think feel free to like bring up whatever scenario you want to bring up.
I think it depends, honestly, because I'm gonna use Camila Cabello and Kevin Hart as examples, right? So Camila Cabello, however the fuck you pronounce that girl's name, it was revealed that she had posted a lot of racist things on her Tumblr, right? And this wasn't when that was revealed, it wasn't the first time where we had an issue with her dealing with race. We all know that she mistreated, Normani. And, you know, there have been other stories of her doing racist and saying racist things, right? I think she should be canceled because there hasn't been a change in behavior. Like, she is racist, you know, like...
Or like a... Like, has it even been an apology?
No, she posted an apology and she said, you know, she used the whole thing of I was young and dumb, I was going through a phase, blah, blah, blah. She's actually one of the, when a lot of people talk about the whole I'm going through a phase nonsense when it comes to racism, a lot of people use her because she's kind of like the one who, I'm not going to say she's the one who started it, but she's like the forefront of that.
But how, like, when do you... Is age really an excuse? I mean, I don't mean like nine.
It depends. Hold on. Let me finish first, right?
Okay. So
with her, I would say yes. I believe she should be canceled because she hasn't really changed. With Kevin Hart, however, he's a little bit on the I'm not sure, right? And the reason why I say I'm not sure is because, as you all know, he had the whole issue where he made a joke about his son being gay and how he would like have a problem with it, right? And at the time of when he made that joke, it was just a joke. No one really, you know, it wasn't viewed as something that could be negative towards gay people. Now, obviously, things have changed, times have changed, and when it was brought up, he didn't apologize. He actually said a lot. He did a lot of dickish moves. And I am not a gay person. I am not a member of the LGBTQ community, right? Q plus community. So his actions don't have the same kind of impact as it would if I was a member of that community. So I am speaking as a person who is straight but views themselves as an ally of that community, and I think what should have happened is Kevin Hart should have just apologized, just right then and there, explained that at the time of making that joke it was different. You know, like, perfect example, Eddie Murphy, one of Eddie Murphy's best stand-up specials, he uses...
Oh, Delirious?
Delirious, yeah. He uses the F-word a lot. The F-word being the slur against gay people a lot. Now, at the time, that was acceptable. You know, it wasn't viewed as something that was... Well, it was viewed, but it wasn't viewed as critically as it is now. You know, it was a little bit more acceptable back then, right? Now... Do we cancel everyone for being homophobic and racist back when, like, that was the norm? It's hard to say. I think it depends on if we've seen a change. If we honestly have seen them going out of their way to show, hey, listen, back then, I thought this was the normal thing to do. I didn't realize I was hurting people. I've realized that. I've changed. I'm no longer that person. I think if they have shown that, then yeah, I don't think they should be canceled. But if they've tweeted these things, they've said these things, they, you know, whatever, and, you know, not much has changed, and it's more so like they just really haven't said anything out loud about it, but there hasn't been any proof of any kind of change, and there hasn't been any proof of any kind of, like, progression to show that, like, I'm an ally to this oppressed group of people, then no, I have to say that I think they should be canceled. And to follow up to your second question about the whole, it was a phase, I think that, you know, if you're young, let's say under the age of 10, and you made a bunch of racist jokes, and you, or homophobic jokes, or transphobic, or whatever, you know, not saying it's okay, but it's understandable. You were young, you didn't really understand what you were saying. 9 out of 10 times, you're probably just saying it to be funny. Right. If you are,
or because you heard it from someone else.
Yeah, you probably heard it in your household or someone you know or whatever. But if you are in the age group of, if you're above the age of, let's say, I'm gonna say 15. Let's be nice.
I say 14, but
I'm honest, I'm gonna say 10, but I'm gonna be nice and say 15, right? If you're above the age of 15, you can no longer use the excuse of, oh, I was young and dumb. You should know, especially now, you should know that you shouldn't say these things. You should know that if you say these things, it has a negative impact on a group of people. It has a negative impact on your reputation. You should know these things. Like, you don't have to be 20, 30, 40 years old to understand this. You should know this at 15 and above. So I don't really, and the thing too, I think with Camila, I think when she posted that, she was like 17 or 18. She wasn't that young.
No, she was 7. Yeah, no. And she's not the only one where it's always been, it always seems to be around that age range.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, oh no, I was young. And no, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were a sophomore at the youngest, like a sophomore in high school. Maybe a junior, but around that age, bro, at a sophomore or junior in high school. You know right from wrong, correct?
Yeah. Because my whole thing, too, is I know when I was in high school, I was a little transphobic and a little homophobic, right? Not to the point where I was out here saying the F word and whatnot, but there were certain things that I said / did that now looking back, like, oh, wow, that was really transphobic or really homophobic, mm-hmm. right?
Well, certain things that you may have not understood at the time.
Yes.
Or were ignorant to.
Yes, yes. But the thing is, let's say, for instance, you know, if I had a Twitter back then and I said something crazy about trans people, right? And someone were to pull that up now, I would not use the excuse, oh, I was being young and dumb. I would just say, I would literally just say, hey, back then, I didn't really understand what I was saying and how it was impacting people. Now that I'm older and now that I understand that this is wrong, I no longer say, do, or think this way, right? But to use, like, age as an excuse, that's not good. Like, that's not...
I hate that excuse. That's why you hear me, like, going off a little bit about it. Because, like, I literally, like, I hate that excuse.
And the thing...
To an extent, I hate that excuse. Because there are some things you're going to be ignorant to. But, like, especially at the age we're talking about, 16, 17... pushing like 18, bro, really?
But the thing too is that, like, at that age, you know, you shouldn't be saying the N-word. Like, you know, you shouldn't say racist stuff. It hasn't been until recently where, like, gay rights and rights for non-straight and non-cisgendered people have been pushed to the front lines of people's conversations and thoughts. Like, it's been recent where, you know, that's been discussed. But, like, back when we were in high school and stuff, making a gay joke, like, when I say a gay joke, I mean, like, similar to what Kevin Hart did, right, wasn't viewed as that bad. It's kind of like, okay, like, it's a little bit on the risky side, but it's fine, right? Now, now that we're in 2020, we understand, no, that's not funny. We shouldn't make those kind of jokes. So that's why I say it depends. Another thing too is like, I always say you should just apologize, make no excuses, and hope you can move on. Because a lot of issues with a lot of these celebrities is that they don't apologize, they make excuses. They'll say, oh, I'm sorry, but they don't say but, just say I'm sorry. Just say I'm sorry.
Yeah, just apologize.
I made a mistake.
It's not that hard.
It really,
I didn't know apologizing was that hard.
It really isn't. Like, I can't think of a celebrity.
Like, accountability and apologizing, I feel like it's the only thing you can do in that situation. Yes, you said it. You can't say you didn't say it because it was brought up that you said it and it's proof. So you obviously said it. And you might not have understood or whatever like happened at that time. Just apologize. Someone took it offensive. Even if you don't find it offensive, like you bothered someone. You hurt someone at the end of the day. So
why not? Like, I can't think of a celebrity who's really apologized well. Like, I can't really think of one. There probably is. Right now, I can't think of a celebrity who really gave, like, a good apology. And cancel culture, there's goods and there's bads, right? So a good thing is that a lot more celebrities are being held accountable for their words and their actions. They can't just say whatever the hell they want and be like, oh, I'm just speaking my mind. Like, no, that you can no longer just outwardly be homophobic, transphobic, racist, whatever, and use the excuse of, oh, I'm just speaking my mind. I'm just being real, right? But another thing, too, is this issue right here is how sometimes it's really hard to cancel people based off of things they said in the past back when political correctness wasn't enforced as heavily as it is now. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I really do think it's a case by case scenario. I really do think that if we're serious about keeping people accountable, we also have to understand that we can't cancel everyone for saying something dumb 5-10 years ago. If there has been an honest change, if there has been an honest progression since then, I think we just kind of have to be like, you know, what you said was really dumb, but at least now you realize what you said was wrong, you know? So
let me ask you this. Do you ever feel like cancel culture could, or does it like, could it go too far? And if it does, like, if you have a scenario, feel free to use that as well.
I can't really say it can go too far because everyone who's been quote-unquote canceled are still doing well now. Because, like, Logan Paul was quote-unquote canceled and he's doing fine now. Kevin Hart was quote-unquote canceled and he's doing pretty okay. Camila Cabello was canceled and she's doing good. So I don't really think cancel culture can go too far. I just think I'm a supporter of cancel culture just because of the fact that, like, it is no longer okay for someone to make a joke at the expense of someone who's being oppressed. And as a lot of people, it's a lot of older people who hate political correctness because they can't just say whatever the fuck they want now. Like, they actually have to think about how it impacts other people. And I really don't see what the issue is with that. Like, I think we should be mindful of what we're saying. I think we should care about how our neighbors feel. Because, not to get religious, but if you're a Christian, and I think a lot of other religions practice the same thing, you're supposed to treat your neighbor the same way you want to be treated. So, and I'm talking to other oppressed people. So if you're black, if you're gay, if you're trans, if you're whatever, that doesn't give you the right to then oppress another oppressed group of people. Because something that has always blown my mind is where, I'm going to use black people for example, because we have a big issue with this, is where black people think it's okay to make jokes about gay people and trans people because, oh, I'm black, I'm being oppressed, so I should be able to make jokes and get scot-free. And that's not really how that works. It's not fair, it's not true, and yeah, no, it just doesn't make any sense. So yeah, that's all I really have to say about that one.
The climate we're in is definitely different. Like, it's different than the early 2000s. It's different, like, not going to say it changes within decades, but like it definitely changes. If you look back like every 10 years, you can definitely see how the culture changes. Like it's pretty mm-hmm. obvious. So in the climate we're in, you definitely do have to like watch what you say, watch what you do, because you might not take it offensive, or you might not see how like what you're saying is hurtful, but it can hurt someone else or a group of other people to where you'll be looked at in a certain way, and you didn't even really mean that at first, or the whatever you were trying to get across, like you didn't. It came off that way and you didn't even realize. So you just have to watch what you say.
Yeah, I think another thing too that a lot of people fail to realize is this is one of the first times where people feel comfortable being themselves out loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. There were still a lot of gay people who were afraid to come out, who were afraid to say, hey, I'm gay. Hey, I'm bi. Hey, I'm trans. I'm whatever. And they were like, I don't want to say living a lie, but they weren't being their truth. You know what I'm saying? And now we're in 2020, and there are more people who feel comfortable saying, yeah, my name is John Smith and I'm gay. Yeah, my name is Mary Jane and I'm bi. I'm gay. I'm whatever. And I like that. I feel like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being who you... Because...
Dude, why would there be... Like, it has one... It has no effect on your life, like literally at all, unless you feel some way that you're hiding, or like it comes down to respect at the end of the day. Like, okay, this person might be bi, okay, this person might be whatever. Like, it's just respect. Why is it so hard to respect another human being or? Just respect the person, your neighbor, or something of the such, similar to what KJ was saying. Like, it just, you should respect people, like, no matter what they are, no matter how they project themselves, or anything of the such. Just, it's respect. And it's not even that hard to do. You don't have to be friendly with everybody you meet. It's just more so looking at them eye to eye and being, okay, I'm going to be cordial. I'm going to be kind, unless they rub you the wrong way. Why come off harsh and in an attacking manner? For what? What does that really do at the end of the day? What is that setting forth? What does that say about you?
Yeah, another thing too is like, look at gay marriage. Look how long the gay marriage was a debate, like a hot topic. Like, everyone was debating about gay marriage. And look how it, like, a lot of people thought if we allowed gay people to get married, the world would end. And gay marriage has been legal for quite some time, and the world is still here. Barely, but still here.
Hey, we got a lot of other problems. A lot of bigger but gay other marriage, problems.
Like, but gay marriage wasn't the cause to those problems. And that's what I'm saying, though. Like, yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, we spent all this time debating on it, right? And for one, I don't really... If you're not... Because my whole thing is, a lot of the debates that I heard were based off of religion, right? Our government, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a separation between church and state. Meaning, religion has no real merit in terms of how the law should be enforced and how the law should be created. So, with that being said, if there's no ethical, if there's no... financial or, you know, any kind of like legal reason why two people shouldn't get married regardless of their, you know, gender, because I remember, you know, growing up, I never really saw what the big deal was. Like, just let them get married. Like, what is it gonna, who's it gonna hurt?
No one. Like the point I was trying to, like, the point I was making before, like, who does it really affect? Like, it doesn't affect your life. So, if anything, it benefits somebody because it makes someone else happy.
And that's just the thing with, like, cancel culture and with the fact that so many people are outspoken about who they are completely. Like, I know a lot of people make jokes about the LGBTQ plus community because there are a lot of letters, a lot of different sexualities. But, listen, I rather you tell me, hey, I'm this sexuality and you feel comfortable being who you are, than, you know, you having to pick between being gay or straight and that's not what you are. Or, you know, or even worse, lying that you're straight, even though you know that you're not. I just don't see what the big deal is with letting people be themselves. I don't see what the big deal is in just not, like, I don't see what the big deal is in not saying things that could harm someone to just because you want to be funny or just because you want to speak your mind. Like, I really just don't get it. And a lot of people, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a hot second. A lot of people say, you know, it goes against my First Amendment's right that I can't say X, Y, and Z, and that the fact that, you know, I can't speak my honest opinion. And, like, no one's saying you can't speak your honest opinion, but there's a difference between an honest opinion and hate speech. Like, this TikTok video, that is hate speech. That is not a opinion. That is you deliberately trying to incite violence against a group of people.
Yeah, no, but It's really, and it's an obvious difference too. It's not like, oh, we're gonna like da 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 da. No, it's pretty obvious to tell hate speech from like an opinion to where like a hate speech comes off a lot more aggressive, and it's just, like, I've always been baffled by it. That's why I even sound the way now, because, like, it's baffling to me of, like, why people care so much. Mm-hmm. Like, there are all these things to think about in life, and that's what you worry about?
Yeah, I don't know. To answer your original question, I don't think we should cancel everyone, right, for saying something wrong. I think that we should help. We should keep people accountable for their actions. I think every action should meet a just reaction, right? So, perfect example is like, let's say, for instance, two celebrities get into a heated argument, and it's a male celebrity and a female celebrity, and the female celebrity says some hot shit, and the male celebrity calls the female celebrity a bitch, right? I don't think we should then cancel the male celebrity because he called the female celebrity a bitch, because based off of the scenario I just gave you, they're both, you know, they're both heated. They're both saying some wild shit to each other. I think we should tell him, like, hey, you really shouldn't use that word regardless of how you feel. But I don't think we should cancel him for that. Like another example is like the baby, right? And he smacked that girl. Mm-hmm. If what he's saying is true, that he couldn't see behind the flash, I don't think we should cancel him because he smacked a girl. Because we wouldn't cancel him if he smacked a man, right? I think what we should do, and what we have done, is explain to him and tell him, like, hey, you shouldn't be hitting people regardless. And two, you're now at the place where, if one thing you do goes wrong, if one thing you do is viewed in the wrong light, your career could end. And I think, I hope, based off of that conversation that has been had with DaBaby, not you know, physically, but, like, you know what I'm saying, like, metaphorically, I'm hoping that this kind of behavior will stop. And I think that's the power behind, not, I don't want to say cancel culture, but more so of protect awareness, like social awareness. I think
there we go.
That is the beauty of social awareness, because of the fact of, like, now instead of just canceling people willy nilly, we're explaining to them this is wrong and here what, and this is the reason why it's wrong, and honestly, like.
Because I feel like you, not to cut you off, but I feel like you have to give people a chance to learn from their mistakes. Like, even though you may not want to at the time, you might be frustrated, you might be upset, da da da, but people do make mistakes.
And I just think, I don't know. Personally, I like the social awareness. I like what we're doing as a generation. I like what we're doing during these times of where we're not allowing people to just disrespect other people for the fuck of it, right? And you know, a lot of people don't like cancel culture. A lot of people don't like this social awareness, this political correctness era. And those people are just going to have to get used to it, because I don't see it changing. And I'm so glad. Like, I am happy and excited that my grandkids won't have to go through some of the things that I had to go through as a black person. Hell, they may not even really be aware of what it means to be black anymore, because just the whole racial construct is damn near gone. So, you know, I think
that's a crazy, but I think we're
going, I think that's where we're headed. You know, despite everything that's going on, despite everything that is happening, I do think, especially with our generation and with the future generations, I do think more people are going to really see people for what they are. People. I really think there's going to be less people who are concerned about your sexuality, and there's gonna be less people who are concerned about what you identify as in terms of gender. There's gonna be less people who are worried about your race and your ethnicity and your nationality. People are just gonna be like, oh, this is my friend Jose, this is my friend Tavon, this is my friend James. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just gonna be like, oh, this is my friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not gonna be, oh, this is my Spanish friend, this is my black friend, this mm-hmm. is my gay friend. They're not gonna really see their friends in that light, and I'm happy for that. I think when we lose these boxes, when we lose all these identifiers, and we just let people be people, we'll be a happier place. And with that being said, we're gonna move on to our game.
All right, so our game, and I love this game. We're playing Guess Who again. If you didn't remember from last week, yeah, no, this week is musicians, as promised. Cause
it's what?
Musicians.
Oh, musicians. I thought you said positions. I was like, I know positions.
Yeah, no. I don't know how I would incorporate that into Guess Who, but can you imagine? Oh, man.
What do you call when you bend a girl off? What is doggy?
Oh, ding, 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 friendly.
Double jeopardy.
Oh, shit. But no, all right. Yeah, no, let's dig into it. All right, so we're doing munitions. This week is a little bit harder. So, like, I do have, like, side hints with each person. So if you need, like, a side hint, ask for it, and I will give you one. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do it. Do you want the gender, or do you just want to go right off the top and see if you can get it?
I'll take the gender. I might be more front. I'm gonna take the gender.
All right, this person is a man. Okay. Born in let me just read the clues. Born in Saginaw. I think I'm pronouncing this right. Saginaw, Michigan, in 1950. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. Their success started in 1963 with the release of his first song, Fingertips. He won his first Grammy, had his first Grammy nomination for the first song, for his first song that he produced by himself.
And these are all black people, right?
Yes, they will always be black people. I'm sorry. Like, and for anybody, don't feel no type of way, but that's kind of what our show is. So
yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a show about black people by black people, so makes sense.
Okay, and last hit for this person, in 1983, they spearheaded the campaign in the US to make Martin Luther King Day a national holiday.
I don't get like the some of the songs they made. Nigga.
Oh no, that's part of the side hints. If you need a side hint, like
you just told me they made Fingertips. I don't know damn song named Fingertips. What's okay?
All right, you want the side hints? All right.
Yes, so please.
The song named for the song name of the song that they won the Grammy nomination for was named "Signed, Sealed, Delivered."
Oh my god! Is that the only song you're giving me?
Yeah, no, because I honestly thought you would know this person.
I don't know who this is.
Honestly, this might be the easiest person on this list.
Oh my god, no. You said they were born in 1950?
Yes.
What the fuck? They're older than my mama. I really don't know, bro. Who the hell is this?
I'm gonna give you another hint that you pretty much get it after this. They're blind.
Oh, Ray Charles.
No. Next, the
oh, another Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay. All right. Did not. You couldn't have said like another song, like any other song. You said Fingertips and some other.
I said "Sign, Sealed, Delivered." I thought you knew that song and knew who made it because it's like his one of his most popular songs.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I don't know a lot of Stevie Wonder songs. I just know "Isn't She Lovely."
Wow. See, I wasn't gonna say that because that every like.
And Ebony and Ivory. That's my jam.
I wasn't. Damn, that didn't even pop up on the facts list. Well, as a fact, but yeah.
Well, it's him and some white dude. Hence the name Ebony and Ivory.
I forgot who the other person in that song. But moving on. This person, I think you'll get this person. All right. They were born in the Bronx, New York, in 1971. Mm-hmm. In 1996, they won a Grammy for their rendition of Aretha Franklin's "You're All I Need to Get By." Her first album is recognized by Rolling Stone's all-time 100 albums list. Her most successful song spent 15 weeks atop the hot R&B/hip-hop charts and 75 weeks on the chart in total. The name of that song is "Be Without You." She made her acting debut. Let me finish. She made her acting debut on the Jamie Foxx show as a preacher's daughter who wanted to sing more than just gospel. She also starred in Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise. Oh, I thought you had it when you said, oh.
I thought I did, but I think I'm wrong. Mariah Carey?
No.
I felt like that was wrong because I knew she wasn't from the Bronx. I was like, well, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she is from the Bronx.
You want another? You want the hint?
"Be Without You." I know that song. Yeah, give me another hint.
The name of the first album, well, the album that's her first album that's on the Rolling Stones all-time 100 albums list is "What's the 411?
I'm gonna lose my black card after this. I don't know, bro. Mary J. Blige.
Yep, you got it, bro. That was it.
Oh, I guessed. I guessed. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I guessed.
Bro, I was like, bro, every time apparently like your guessing is like spot on.
Yeah. I mean the last one I did not know at all.
To be fair, I didn't give you the best hints because like I feel like if I went in depth, like you would have known. But yeah. Moving on. All right, next person. All right, they were born in Dawson. These next two people are harder than the first two.
Great, because the first two were so easy.
All right. So, born in Dawson, Georgia in 1941, they died in a plane crash in 1967 in Wisconsin's Lake
Moorna. My dumb ass was about to say Aaliyah. I was about to say Aaliyah, ooh. Bro.
In 1967?
That's what stopped me, because I was like, wait a minute, that don't make no sense. That don't add up.
I think Wisconsin's Lake Moorna, that's how you pronounce that. He scored his first national hit in 1962 at the age of 21 with the song "These Arms of Mine." Received many posthumous, how do you pronounce that word? Post
I don't know what you're talking about.
They announced, like, they release an album after their death, and it's Postmortis or something like that.
I don't know, bro. All
right, I'm going to keep going. Post something, including two Grammys. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They wrote the song Respect for Aretha Franklin. They released a cover of A Change Is Gonna Come in 1965. And their two most popular songs, arguably, is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay or Try a Load of Tenderness.
Oh, man. All right, in my defense, y'all, I grew up on gospel music, so I don't know a lot of these old school R&B singers. So don't judge me too much. Can I get another hint?
Let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to think. What's another hint for this person? Because that was all the hints. I'm trying to think. What would another hint be?
All right, I'm gonna just guess.
Okay. Go ahead. Guess. Oh! I do have another hint.
Okay. What's the hint?
Jay-Z and Kanye. They sampled one of his songs.
Oh, Otis Redding. Redding.
Yes. Okay. No, Redding. You had it right.
Yeah, cool.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, look, I told KJ, you got it, yo.
No, I don't. It's only because you said the Jay-Z thing.
I mean, I was originally going to put that down as a hint, but then I was like, damn, no, just.
That's the only thing I say, because I had no idea who the hell you're talking about, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you. I had no idea.
What's the next one? You're doing good. All right, last person. All right. So, this person originally is from the U.S., but now they're a Swiss citizen, which I didn't know. That's why I wrote this down.
Okay. Is it Seal? No.
Seal's a Swiss citizen?
I don't know. I just know he's made to a white lady.
Oh. No, this person is a female. Sorry, I meant to tell you that.
Oh, well, fuck.
No, you're good. She's referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll.
The Queen of Rock and Roll?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
She began with the hit single A Fool in Love. She won a Grammy in 1971 for Proud Mary, a song Proud Mary. Her fifth solo album, named Private Dancer, was a worldwide success. She won a Grammy for the song that was on the album, What's Love Got to Do With It.
Okay, I was right then. Cool.
And she converted to Nichiren, I think that's how you pronounce it, Nichiren Buddhism in 1973.
I'm going to say, who is Tina Turner?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, cool. See, I wasn't sure, but then when you said What's Love Got to Do With It, I was like, that's my jam. I know that one.
Yeah, no. When I put that on there, I was like, yeah, no, please, KJ, please know this. I was like, please.
Because before I was like, I'm going to just say Tina Turner because I know that her music is classified as rock and roll. She's the only person I could think of that would fit that. And then you said, mm-hmm. What's Love Got to Do With It? I was like, oh, Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was brutal. So we're gonna move right along to our Apollo Bros playlist, and my two songs for this week is Bus It, BUSSEIT, by my girl Ari Lennox. She just dropped the music video for this song, I want to say last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. I haven't watched it yet, but I've loved this song since the day she dropped it. It's such a good song. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you gonna listen to this song, make sure you got your protection, if you know what I mean, because you will get pregnant messing with this song. And then my second song is Marceline by Willow. And this is Willow Smith, but she just goes by Willow as her artist name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's actually, the song is about Marceline from Marceline the Vampire Queen from Adventure Time. And that's one of the main reasons why I like the song so much is because it's such a dope song and it's about a cartoon character that I love.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, Adventure Time was a great show.
It was a good show. All right, bro. So what are your two songs?
I've never heard that song, so no, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's funny because the way how I discovered it was through someone, a former friend of mine. Her song choices were usually trash, but this one song, I was like, yo, this is a dope song. What's the name of this song? She's like, oh, it's Marceline. I was like, oh, who it by? She was like, oh, Willow. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, you mean Willow Smith? She's like, yeah, but she goes by Willow. I'm like, okay, but she's still Willow Smith, though. You could have said Willow Smith. but no, it's a good song. It's a good song.
All right, so my two songs. My first... Oh, by the way, I checked out Tory Lanez's new album after you had told me all that. And I do like the album. I'm not going to say I don't like it. Like... I put a couple of the songs that were on the album in my like playlist. So, yeah, no, he dropped a pretty good album. I can't complain.
Okay, I'm glad you like it.
From like the songs, because most of them are like hype songs, and then his beat selection was good. Being a producer, you'll always hear me talk about beat selection. But
you know what's funny? Now that like. We've been doing this podcast, and I've heard you talk about beat selection so much. I really, like, analyze people and use it, like, what beats they chose to put on the album. Because one of the reasons why I don't like DaBaby's album is because his beat selection was so terrible.
Yeah, no, this was terrible.
Yeah, awesome. Bro.
Bro, especially, that like, the middle of it, where Sass, yo, I hate that one stretch. Of, like, I had to, like, grind and, like, try to really get through that part because it was
I really hate sad shit. Like, that song is really bad. I mean I don't want to say really bad, I just really hate that song. I don't like it at all. I don't see why he made the song, why he put it on the album. People like it, believe it or not. People really like that song. I cannot stand it. I don't like it. But yeah, all right. But anyway, bro, what are your two songs?
All right, so my two songs is, one is it's kind of older, but I really like this song, and it had came on. You know how, like, you got those songs on your playlist, and you forget about them, but then they come on out of nowhere, and it, like, they bang hard as hell?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first song is Omen by Disclosure and Sam Smith.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, yo, my God, I love that song. That is the song that in... No. I was about to big old cap. I'm thinking of, what's that? Latch. I was thinking of Latch. But no, I love Omen. Omen is such a good song because the beat just complements Sam Smith's voice so well.
It really does. Like,
it's just, I love that song. I love Sam Smith. I love that song. Just everything about, like, Sam Smith, none of his stuff is trash.
But he don't,
like,
miss. I'm sorry. Don't He's one of the miss. Artists that don't miss.
I really want him and Adele to make a song together.
I'm surprised so they haven't had bad.
I don't think that. I'm going to look it up. I don't think they have.
I mean, to keep it a buck with you. I don't think they have either. But I'm surprised. Like, what? Like, it's kind of like, why not?
Bro, but I love Sam Smith, man. Like, it's just such a beautiful voice. I love his energy. I just love who he is. He's just a swell dude.
Mad versatile too. Like,
he really is.
He could go from like singing his his first album really like slaps. Like, you just did me like thinking about that album. I think I forgot what grade I was in high school. Yo, I played that constantly.
Bro, I did too, honestly, because it's a really good album. I'm sorry, I'm trying to see if they made a song together, and it looks like they have not. But his first album was really good. His last album I liked a lot. I love Sam Smith, bro. I really do. And it's funny because my girlfriend makes fun of me, and she says I'm a humongous fangirl for Sam Smith. And you know what? I am. I'm not afraid to admit it either. I'm a huge like Stan girl.
I don't give a damn. Yeah. I don't give a damn. I don't give a hot diddly damn.
Like, I just love his music, bro. Like, all jokes aside, bro. Like, it just slaps.
That's one artist I wouldn't mind working with, because that shit slaps. But my next song is...
I'm sorry to cut you off, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off. But I was looking up to see if they made a song together. And apparently there's a conspiracy theory that Sam Smith and Adele are the same person.
What?
I kid you not, bro. I'm like scrolling through this article, and apparently their voices sound the same. Like vocally, apparently. And apparently, like, when one drops an album, the other one does.
What?
Yeah, I'm not reading this. This is dumb. I'm sorry. I just had to let you know that I saw this because I don't know. That was weird.
That's funny as hell. Like, I wasn't, like, as soon as you said, like, conspiracy theory, I was like, oh, man, what the hell? And then you said they're the same person. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, some of the conspiracy theories that people make, bro, are so left field. It's like, yo, how do y'all come up with this stuff?
Bro, y'all be reaching sometimes, not gonna lie.
They don't, because we've seen Adele, we've seen Sam Smith, they look nothing alike. Like, they don't have any of the same features. I don't know. Anyway, what's your song, bro? My bad.
No, you good, bro. You good, bro. That was funny. All right, my second song is At Me by Playboi Carti. I really like the beat for the song. Like, I like to be honest, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I like the beat for this song because it's something I would have made. And I also like, I'm a pretty, like, I wouldn't say like super duper heavy Cardi fan. Like, I bump Uzi more than I do Cardi, but like, I am a Cardi fan at the end of the day, so I'm excited for this album. Mm-hmm. And I do like the energy behind the song, so yeah, no, that's how it ended up on the list pretty much.
Yeah, I like this song a lot, too, actually. When I first heard it, I actually didn't like it. And then I gave it another playthrough. I was like, oh, it's actually a pretty decent song. And I haven't been able to stop listening to it since. So, I like the song a lot. Okay,
I feel like that's... Yo, you're like the 10th person that has given me that description of the song. And I feel like maybe that's what he intended to happen. Like, maybe he was like, y'all are going to hate this at first. But the second time you play it, oh, you're not going to stop.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Maybe that's the same thing with the Baby's album, because some people are defending it now.
I have to play that again.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying that.
No, I don't know if I can.
Because I went on Twitter today actually, and a lot of people were defending it. A lot of people were defending the fact that it's not as bad as people are making it out to be, and I would have to disagree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, nah. At least for now, I have to disagree. Maybe I give it another run through.
I don't see me doing that.
I'll consider it. I'm not saying I'm going to, but I'll consider it.
Yeah. Anyway, moving right along. You have any announcements, bro?
As always, working. You know what it is. I'm still working on some stuff. I don't know what's going to come first because I'm putting a lot of songs aside. So the tape, I don't know, is slowly forming itself, but so is the beat tape. So I'm kind of working on two things at the same time. And then, like, there's a bunch of throwaways too that I'm trying to figure out what to do. So, yeah, no, I'm still in the organizing stage. Let me say that.
Okay.
So y'all will see it when y'all see it.
Do I have any announcements? Oh, yeah. I recorded a video today, so you will probably see it either Friday or Monday. We'll see.
It's a vlog or a skit?
It's a vlog. But it's funny, though. It's a story time. It's about how I hit a girl.
Wait, like with your car?
No. With my hands. All I'm going to say is... It's not what it sounds like. It's funny. I promise. I'm not a woman beater. I promise. The story's funny. Just watch the video. You'll see.
Oh, No, that was a great way to drop the video, though. Now, like, now I gotta watch it because, like, I gotta see what happened.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When I when I came up with the idea of telling this story, I was low-key wary that people would take it the wrong way. But I think if you watch the whole video, you'll understand what happened and you'll understand why I did what I did. I didn't. All I'm gonna say is I didn't hit her. You'll see. Just watch the video. Just watch the goddamn video.
You gotta watch the video. You gotta watch the video. I know by your character, it wasn't like you didn't walk in there and be like, let me get the, like, you didn't want the sauce.
No. This happened it happened in third grade. You'll see. Just watch the video. Just watch the video.
Bro, third grade was an interesting grade.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Third grade, eighth grade, freshman year of high school, and senior year of high school. Those 4 or 5 years were really interesting for me. And that's all I'm going to say.
I agree, and I throw in junior year as well. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, the later half of junior year.
Yeah, no. I mean, not junior. I meant sophomore year.
Oh, okay. But yeah, all right. I will see y'all next week for episode 15.